All right, so as you can see from the pictures, he's singing a song there. It's clearly a very jubilant, happy moment for Recep Tayyip Erdogan, for his supporters, for the AK Party. And looking forward now, he's got to demonstrate that this is an inclusive, happy moment for all Turks, those who voted for him, as well as those who didn't. I think he's now talking. Let's listen in to what he's saying.
Today, Kasıklı is beautiful. Üsküdar is beautiful. And Istanbul is beautiful. My distinguished and cherished friends, brothers and sisters, I greet all of you with my deepest regards. The second round of the presidential elections have been completed with great participation of our nation. I would like to thank my great nation who has allowed us to enjoy two feasts of democracy. I would like to thank every citizen who voted for the future of themselves and their children and who showed their will. Thank you so much. I would also like to congratulate all the members of the organization of our party who volunteered and participated in the election so that the election can be completed with no irregularities. I would like to congratulate our campaign team as well. I would like to congratulate our women. I would like to congratulate the youth. And I would also like to congratulate all brothers and sisters who have once again showed their commitment to AK Party. We see that there's been great participation in the second round of the presidential election, both domestically and in the overseas polling stations. And I would like to thank our citizen. Our nation made a choice, and the result of this choice means that we have been given the task of leading this country for another 5 years, and I would like to thank you for this decision. God willing, God willing, I will do my best to be just to your trust and confidence, and I will do my best to deserve it. Remember what I said. My commitment is till I die, to the grave. And this love will never end, right? Now you can see people chanting, "Bye bye, Kemal." We have always said that this divine journey will be completed, and we have always showed our commitment to this divine journey, and we said that we are committed to our great nation.
İsterseniz
If you will, we can now say bye-bye, Mr. Kemal, once again. Thank God you have answered to our call. And tonight's election once again proved that the love and the commitment between us has once again been proven. And the will of our nation, the will of our citizen, is like made of steel, thanks to this feast of democracy. Now, brothers and sisters, I would like to have a look at the numbers, because, as you know, he is an expert of numbers, as he claims. In 2018, the number of MPs of the CHP was 146, and in 2023, the total number of CHP MPs is now 169. However, as you well know, they have teamed up with certain parties whose total share of votes do not even add up to 1%. And what is the result? Now, their total number of MPs is about 129. As I said, he claims to be an expert of numbers, and it shows. And I guess the main opposition party, CHP, will also be saying bye-bye to Mr. Kemal for this very reason. As I said, 85 million of our citizens have come victorious in the two rounds of these elections. However, I would also like to say the following. Please allow me to remind you that I always said that we will have such a victory that there will be no losers in such victory. That is why today the winner is Turkey. We have never compromised on our democracy, development, and goals. And it is with these achievements that we are starting the second century of our republic. And we owe this success to young people, elderly, to people who work, to people who are retired. We owe this success and we owe these achievements to the entirety of our nation. We know that we have friends, brothers, and sisters who have hopes for this success, and we have always supported their hope. And from now on, we will also continue to do the same thing. Please have a look around. Look at this crowd. Now we are at the square of Kısıklı, and we are writing history.
Bir İstanbullu, bir Üsküdarlı, bir Kısıklılı olarak
a person who lives in Istanbul, as a person who lives in Üsküdar, in Kısıklı, I thank God because he gave me such friends who accompany me on this journey. I am so lucky, and we are going to congratulate this victory together once again. Now we have 2024 to look forward to, and I think you get the message, right? In 2024, we will take over Üsküdar and Istanbul in local elections. Are you ready for this success? That means we will have to work really hard. I asked the officials to know the official number of people who have gathered here, and I think we have around 55,000 people who have gathered here today. 55,000. Of course, elections come and go. What's important is to work towards achieving the goals of our country and to support the unity of our country. And the main message of these elections is exactly that. The results of this election have shown once again that no one can have the courage to change the victories and to change the gains of this country. And a couple of minutes ago, I received a phone call from President Aliyev from Azerbaijan. I also received a phone call from the President of Uzbekistan, the Prime Minister of Libya. And they keep calling me. And what they say is, that there is no need to wait. If you want us to come and congratulate you in person, please send us the invitation and we'll be there. So, with this election, we have received the congratulation messages from Qatar, from East, from West. As I said, no one can touch the freedoms and gains that this country has successfully gained in the last couple of years, and no one can have the courage to insult our nation. No one, not a single person, can threaten Turkey. And those people can also not threaten our success with other people and intermediaries. We are going to be one, we are going to be strong, we are going to be lively, and we are going to be brothers and sisters. And we are going to achieve this together.
Kardeşlerim, bu CHP LGBT'ci midir? Bu HDP LGBT'ci midir? Bu İYİ Parti LGBT'ci midir? O yanındaki bazı ufaklıklar var. Onlar da LGBT'ci midir? Peki AK Parti'ye LGBT sızabilir mi? MHP sızabilir mi? Cumhur İttifakı'nın diğer üyelerine sızabilir mi?
Look around you. We are making history. The words there of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. What is a victory speech after he's won another election here in Turkey, one of several that he's won in his career. He said, he vowed to the crowd that he's speaking to right now, saying, we will try our best and I will try my best to live up to your confidence, your trust in me. The winner, he said, the real winner here is Turkey, all its citizens. And he had a message for the opposition leader who's been defeated in this election, saying simply, bye-bye Kemal. He said, soon the opposition will be saying bye-bye Kemal, a reference there to Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, the leader of the CHP party, one of the largest opposition parties, the leader and the candidate for the presidential election for the Six Table Alliance, that coalition of opposition parties that came to this election putting forward Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu as their candidate. Well, now he has lost another one. This is the eighth time that he's, well, stood for the opposition or led the opposition in various elections, but not succeeded against Recep Tayyip Erdogan. We can see a jubilant crowd that's come out to wave flags, to clap for him. A very jubilant crowd indeed. And we heard gunfire going off behind where I am, celebratory gunfire, as those who support Recep Tayyip Erdogan celebrate another win for the president of Turkey. Erdogan went on to say he'd received congratulations from various leaders from around the world, from Pakistan, Uzbekistan, from Qatar, from Azerbaijan, congratulating him, he said, and offering to come and personally offer their congratulations in person from some of these leaders.
We're going to be lively, and we are going to be brothers and sisters, and we are going to be Turkey all together. Thank you, Istanbul. Are you ready, Ankara? We're coming towards you.
All right. Are you ready, Ankara? We're coming towards you. And he's also made references to the upcoming challenge in 2024, as he said, asking the crowds, are you ready? A reference to the mayoral elections, which are expected, in which also he and the AK Party are determined to take back some of the cities they lost in mayoral elections. Let's bring into the